This audio is brought to you by MagneticThought.com. What is happiness, and how do I find it? Contentment, joy, sense of well-being, and pleasant feelings are all words associated with the definition of happiness. They're all intangibles which can't be found at the end of a rainbow or in a fat checkbook. When we're happy, we feel strong emotions filled with well-being, and a smile appears on our faces. Since the beginning of time, people have sought happiness in one way or another, but only those who truly understand themselves and what will make them happy have succeeded in finding it. Scientific research has and is being conducted to analyze happiness and how we might attain it for ourselves. It's a concept that's both baffling and clear. We know how we feel when we're happy, but how to attain happiness on a constant basis seems to elude us time after time. Since problems are bound to occur in real life to make us have unhappy feelings and thoughts, it's even more important that we find happiness where we can. We have to first recognize what it means to each of us. Happiness seems to exist in various links of an imaginary circle. The links consist of things that make us happy in varying degrees. For example, a job or career path may be one of the links to true happiness. Some people may treasure that link of job and career over another link that involves socializing. Work is both a pleasure and a passion, and when that's going well, the person who values it highly is happy. Another link might be relationships. It may be very important to some people to have a link in the happiness circle that consists of loved ones who make us happy. When family and friend relationships are intact and thriving, happiness on that level is obtained and satisfied. But when one of the links is incomplete or broken, our happiness can't be complete either. That's why we have to keep pursuing happiness rather than waiting for it to come to us. Although there's no concrete path to happiness, we must all plot our own journeys and identify the links in the happiness circle to successfully complete it. We can't expect to be happy and euphoric 24/7, but at least we need to know which of the happiness links in our lives we should work on and which are going very well. Keeping a gratitude journal is a good way to zero in on what is really making you happy, and which things in your life need time and effort. Let us know your thoughts below in the comments section. Thank you for listening.